On University of Dayton Week, how newspapers report on an issue can have a big impact. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Chad Painter, assistant professor of communication, describes how.
For more than a decade, America has been under attack by an increasing addiction to opioids, a class of drugs that includes heroin, fentanyl, and some prescription painkillers. Overdose prevention is now a top public health challenge named by the Centers for Disease Control. Ohio leads the nation in opioid overdose deaths, and according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, about 1 in 9 deaths in the state are from heroin, with 1 in 14 from synthetic opioids. The drug crisis has led to a consistent and increasing news coverage in Ohio, and one local daily newspaper responded. The Cincinnati Inquirer created the nation's first heroin beat in 2016 and won a Pulitzer Prize for its coverage in 2018. Does it matter how newspapers write about the opioid epidemic? The answer simply is yes. My co-author, Aaron Willis, and I examined 2 years of heroin and opioid coverage in the Cincinnati Inquirer. Reporters consistently framed the heroin epidemic as a public health issue and not as a crime or law enforcement issue. Further, they framed the opioid epidemic as a community crisis rather than an individual problem. Framing opioid abuse as a public health issue affecting the community rather than as crimes by individuals encourages community members to tackle the problem by supporting public policies and cultivating resources. The bottom line is that journalists should consider using news frames that begin to shift the cultural narrative away from individuals and their personal behaviors and toward the community's health and how individuals can be part of the greater solution.
That was Chad Painter of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.